very few have the vacuum, let me say, like this.
Last night you referred to shouting your message from the rooftops.
Okay, correct.
Well, I know, but you also implied you too.
So this mind, this is whatever you come today, it is your duty, son. You tell out the people there the truth, there is something.
I was just wondering if you had any suggestions as to the best way that this could be accomplished.
Well, tell me now. I think you're the better judge. You're a correspondent.
Of course, that's only one way of telling people things. How do you feel about making use of all of the arts to tell the story? I mean, not only newspapers and radio and television. What about novels? What about plays? What about poetry? What about music? Should all of them be employed?
These are separate subjects. Music, poetry, television, of course, is a very good medium of telling people. I tell you, I went to America. I was called on television on some day, which meant all connections made from the outer station. And they would want this question, and they want to answer then and there. Some are speaking from one station to the telephone. So I had to reply, and the man who was in charge, man and his wife too, they by hearing my replies and their questions, you see, they got an initiation.
They got what?
Initiation.
Initiated?
Initiation. I've been initiated. They want the initiation. That one?
Yes.
By hearing the talk.
By hearing the talk.
Questions and my answers.
Yes.
So this is, this can hear you. My point is, you see, when you see a thing is right, there's no doubt about it, then it becomes a duty just sound someone. Well, look here, dear friend. We are gone physically, intellectually, and we are also spirit. Spiritually, we should do something. If he's got influence, that influence will make him to come up. If he has no influence, then keep quiet. If he has, then that will arouse interest in him. He must be seeking for it.
A number of the young people who are becoming satsangis, I think, are wondering what kind of work to take up. You insist, of course, that people work to support themselves. Would you recommend that perhaps they look into the field of producing such things as novels, short stories, and so on, that had the spiritual twist to them?
That's all right. It's all money. You should stand on his own by honest means. You can write stories in which you take that thing. You may have one or two costly this and that to the dialogue and into figure.
I remember years ago in the United States, Lloyd C. Douglas used to be a novelist who wrote many, many spiritual novels, and they were bestsellers, tremendous bestsellers, and there's been no one to replace him ever since he died.
Mary Crowley, now you read?
Of course, she preceded him.
Yes.
Yes.
She, very good writer, she's a spiritual thing too.
Yes. I don't know that the great spiritual play has ever been written for Broadway.
It is a, I think that some inspiration for it. Poets and writers, when they are in a mood, you see, they inspire. That's interesting. Not at will. Then, anytime, because they put in writing. The writers and the poets, they saw them maybe writing at midnight. Anyone that inspiration from the writer.
Yes.
Sometimes they write, but they do not know themselves. They do not know themselves, and that thing comes from this, and then put it in black and white.
That's true of all the great writers, I imagine.
Right.
dictated from above.
So that is why it is said, words are of saints. Words are of saints. So about Tennyson, you might have read all over Tennyson.
Tennyson is wonderful.
Yeah? Yeah. He speaks about his own concentration. I used to speak my own name, Tennyson. My very individual fade it away into such and such. That is the wisest of the wise. The surest of the surest. But the letter we cannot express it. Repetition, dwelling on one's name or the dwelling on the God's names. One's own name is finite. God's name is infinite. So we have to hope them for this. And he was a born poet. His father did not like he should be a poet. You see? So he slapped in the face, look at on you. He said, Papa, Papa, pity take the verses I shall not take.
Is there the basis, though, of a revival of the arts among satsangis, using satsangis as those in the forefront? Is there enough talent?
What do you mean? Arts, arts is a very wide term.
I know. I suppose I think primarily in terms of the written arts.
That's good. I tell you at the same time, certain things come of themselves. I have experience of that. Look at this. Gurma Siddhant, the work I wrote. Gurma Siddhant, one book I wrote in two volumes.
Yes.
One 900 pages, the other 1100 pages.
Yes.
I used to write when I sat about 8 or 9 in the night, I sat and was writing. One day some writer was there watching me. Where from is writing so fast? At about 12 o'clock I said, Mr. Kiara, you're writing so fast. You're not copying from anywhere. But how do you write? I said, somebody dictating me, I cannot follow you.
You were writing that in Urdu?
In Punjabi.
Punjabi. Uh-huh.
And English books I have written that way. Under this tree. This outer.
Yes.
There is a tree there. Uh-huh. They were sitting arrangement then, not now.
Yes.
I wrote it.
That was dictated by Sawan Singh, was it?
It is inspiration to him.
Of course, you have put his name on the book.
It's our duty to him. How can we be ungrateful to him?
Yes.
You see? I have dedicated, you see, to God and to all in whom He manifested, and Baba Sams. That was the that.
Yes.
This is my name, by little. Ungratefulness is a heinous crime on the world. Most heinous.
Well, what you're saying then is that arts, if they are going to manifest, will flow through all sorts of unlikely people, not only satsangis, but many, many others, and so we perhaps should not concentrate on them in satsangs in order to promote and tell the message that you have.
I don't get what you mean. Do you mean to say those who are not initiated newcomers should not be allowed to be there, or they should not be told about the science? This is what you mean?
Well, I had wondered at first whether it would be possible to suggest to satsangis that they look around to see if they had a novel in them or a play in them or something of that nature in them to tell the story that you have put in prose.
The first thing I told you, tell them in a general term, you see, we are physically advanced, intellectually advanced. And space we are, what? How far we are advanced spiritually. Man is perfect is only when he dwells all around, otherwise he is the amputated man. Then, if he is after it, he will further question. If he is not, then it is just as throwing paltry horse signs. It is better to be quiet. But just sound them, or play something very definite. So now if it off, you see, I give clear to him in a third person. Metta not in first person metta view, in third person always. Then those who are seeking, they grasp, they come up. Those who are ready, they will come.
I suppose really what I'm trying to say is, or trying to ask, is whether the message should be placed before millions and millions of people, or whether it should be restricted in its placement.
I think this applies, you have already brought back some Christ. A farmer has thrown seeds, some kind of condition. But these rocks and some kind on the ground, some of the fit on the quite ready ground. You have to tell that. Maybe some ready. I tell you, I went to a place here. In the morning I was sitting, I tell you, I was talking, and there's hope for the worst of robbers. There have been instances in history in which the robbers turned out to be. Right? One robber, he was the head of the robbers there, sitting like that. They don't listen. Is there any hope for robbers? He said, yes. Next he turned up, he never heard any talk. Give me an initiation. Got an initiation. He left a robbery. He brought other fellow robbers to be initiated. So, it is, I think, worthwhile to speak. Others will catch only who are ready, not others.
So you would recommend as wide publicity as possible with the hope that someone might see, someone might hear?
Those who eyes may see, those who got ears may hear. Not everyone. That is why what was meant. You speak from the housetops. That was the message for the deliverance. Only those will come to you whom the God sends. Those are ready, who are on the way.
Does this mean that
there should not be exaggeration, of course. Facts should be there. Sometimes people make a mountain or a molehill, you see. Go like those. You are flying in the air, you are doing this thing, and so many. I mean.
Should we take regular ads in newspapers?
You can say, all right. But then when they come in the way, people have got much benefit than those you have here. So, ready when they come. At least they must know. You might. Where's the harmony? They are seeking people, you see. Not all of them, but some. They want some interest.
Should we submit articles to newspapers? Should we submit programs to television and radio stations?
I think there's no harm. Man should be sincere. No exaggeration, no lies. Sometimes people say so many things to simply to what you say, broadcast the name of the master. Not that speaking. People are ready, are after it. Their hope, as in the past, those who would like to be accounted.
So the kind of thing that perhaps would be appropriate would not be something that would exhort, that would try to proselytize, but would just announce.
I know. No, there is not a place. I was in such that I got some stories. Those who are, we might try.
Of course, in the United States right now, the only thing we have to announce is the regular meetings of the satsangs. It would be much more a newsworthy item if we were able to announce the appearance of His Holiness Kripal Singh. In other words, should we wait for a publicity program until you come, or shall we start it now?
No, this is a general thing, the general subject of spirituality.
Yes.
Better you can give the articles to the paper. They don't publish spirituality.
Yeah, they don't publish too many. Most of the papers I'm familiar with on spirituality as such.
They will all give the only new burning questions. They're not that, of course. The Pali correspondent writer, you see, sometimes the story is given. Your past life is given like that. If there's an ink, that might also help, but there are very few people who accept it.
I know. If they can tie it together with a current event, such as a visitor or something like that, they will be more inclined to use a story, I know.
Journal study of spirituality can be dealt with. There are some articles, I do see now and then, not every time. Might be due that their editors are known to those people concerned, that they are paid for it, I don't know. Majority sometimes they pay. No need of paying, I think. But
in other words, you would not recommend taking ads, submit articles instead of ads?
No, I mean, so my point is, you see, to play some side you have come to know, fortunately. Let it be come to the notice of others, those who are seeking. That's all.
Yes.
Bare facts. Sometimes they give very long, exaggerated announcements. That is misleading, of course.
Would you suggest that placing ads announcing facts in newspapers be a high priority item for all satsangs?
Well, it is. I think you got something naturally you'd like to tell others who are connected with you. You want something very good. Well. So, if all brothers, we are all brothers, you just know where they are. You people are only, you see, shudder at the idea when very exaggerated statements are made. When they come, don't see it, they simply don't try to read them to you. Now, spirituality is a subject which cannot be proved, generally known. For me, there will be by giving you a sitting to have something. Very real. But I think it will appeal only to those who are searching for it, not everybody. And it's only 10 million people there. Only, I think, may not 50 or 20 people will be concerned. No, I mean, you see, radios and televisions, this and that, you know, their way to broadcast any news, good or bad, even. So you can make use of it. Not in, by exaggeration, I mean, that is wrong. Sometimes people speak very highly of you. And when the people don't find up to their expectations, this is what I tell you, one example. One recent man came from New York. He came with very high expectation, God knows what expectation given to him there. He came here, he was given a sitting, he got bright light of sun. See? He had the sound of violin, good experience. That was just a start. That was just a start. Not to me, but somebody else. He spoke that I came with much expectation. What more expectation? Saw the bright light of the sun. And also heard the violin. God knows the man who was exaggerating something. You are flying in the air or something like that. He phoned me a man.
Have you had many television and radio people attracted to Delhi, to the ashram, to perhaps cover some of the activities which could then in turn be used in the United States or elsewhere?
I've never tried, but I was asked to talk on the radio twice, thrice. No, they're after me now to broadcast on television from top to below. But I'm going to have to be. They have come up. I'm not, I tell you, doing much of approaching them for that, but they are approaching me.
That's always preferable.
They are approaching me. Now they're on the. On lots, so some the television people came up. They recorded the voice to my talk. They came up with that. Now they want to have the regular film. You see? I took up to them. I don't know. That is the teaching that teaching you give, that is the need of the hour. I told them the real integration starts from the individual man, not from the individual religions. They broadcast it so many times. So I said they might give some talk or some. I gave a talk. And that was repeated by 50 times. Now government asked for the naughty on Guru Nanak. And 19th audio I was also asked to give one. I never do ask myself. When I'm asked, I have to do. So I sent my article too. And my article was selected as the best. Other six gentlemen who were very, what you say, they thought they were the best of all. They approved your wise article put as the first. And government said that is the best. That the government in all languages, that some part has been issued. I started Guru Nanak. You are not the monopoly of any sect. That started that way.
I remember reading that article.
Some part is not full, I think. I think that has been issued in the Satsandesh.
Yes, Satsandesh, that's what I saw.
Yes, only part of it has been broadcast, and that has gone out to different all languages. But started, they are not the, it is not the monopoly of any sect. It has been various integration portion as well as a farmer, as a laborist. And they asked me to. I think there's no harm of telling if any friend who can come giving me intent that there's some hope, that's all. May not be an exaggerated way. That's why the old show of what is. Exaggeration spoils the old show. Even they are quoted along with the two things which contribute. And I went to America, there's one gentleman, I tell you. He passed away now. Six gentlemen who have given talks on payment here, there, east of the United States. He married a French lady. Yeah. He was initiated by Baba Saman Singh. I know, definitely. When he wrote first book, Radiant Road, he sent a copy to Baba Saman Singh and he gave it to me, this is a book on such and such.
Yes.
Photo everything. I wanted to meet him, but he waited always. I was there 4 months. I offered a program, he would change his program, he never met. He said he never saw Baba Saman Singh.
I know who you're talking about.
He said he never known good. Exactly those Radiant Road, what is book? That is a translation of the portion of the book I have written.
Which book? Gurmat Siddhant?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
What part of it?
First and second part, out of that little portion. Yes. So I mean to say, some like such people I ask, I mean, Khanna to approach him this and that, he evolved a little bit. I went to California, he left his home, I met his wife. Then when I was there, he went to the east, and when I went to the east, he went to the west. Only to conceive He said that he was born master.
Yes, he said that he had no need of a master, that he came directly from God.
That's what he said.
Yes.
And he came to India. He never met me. The civilization is out of cat is out of the way. Is it not? To sit at the feet of someone, you see, is it a sin? A man who is given up to intoxication, he will sit all with those people who are habituated. Is it God's intoxication? I have boldly give out that I got this with the grace of God through such a thing. Eh? Vrindavan. He is a very foremost disciple met me. He got his initiation again, my last two. He was with me in a car, he was going to put me questions 1, 2, 301 like that. I politely replied him quite calmly. He said, I'm very surprised, had it my thoughts about him, he would have slapped me in the face. He gets angry always. He slapped in the face. As I put you so many questions, you are politely, very calmly, you replied, he would have slapped me in the face. He said,
in all fairness, however, his wife suggested that we contact you. His wife suggested that we contact you.
God?
His wife suggested that we get in touch with you, Kira and I.
Maybe.
So,
she might have heard about it.
Yes.
She
knew about you.
But this was that I went to California. His wife was there. Yes.
She wouldn't see you then.
Man initiated, yeah, got to get it. He was initiated by some priest in the Himalayas.
So he was actually an initiate of Saman Singh, wasn't he?
Definitely. Yes. Because the first book is Radiant Road, something.
To Reality.
Yes. He sent to Baba Saman Singh. I was there. Master gave it to me. Bhagat Singh's name. Bhagat Singh? No, I'm telling you.
Yes.
So he wrote that he never saw. He was a radiant Amritsar finger. Such life in Hyderabad. Not good. After all these things, if I have got some things, I say, I have learned some from you, I must be grateful to you for that much. Whatever little I have learned from you, anybody. So ungratefulness is the heinous kind, the most heinous. The more the sheep bleats, the more masses fell down.
I almost hesitate to ask what would happen to a person who did that.
Why should you worry about it? In these things, you respect whatever people, if they have got anything from you, all right. This is what I only said, told you, people like that, this is wrong. You should not blast us anything which is not correct. If you know a thing, you have got $100, tell people you have got some dollars. Tell them he is $1 million. This is what I mean. Too bad people. That is all more opinionated. People don't believe all these announcements in papers, etc. That is one of the reasons. And these announcements only, if they are very simple, will only attract out the eyes of those who are really seekers. Long yarns, people don't like to read you.
Short, dignified ads.
Yes. Simple facts. Many have been benefited spiritually. I just demand that beneficially. Those who can demand something. I think no exaggeration. too much when this is 5 years old. And all my talk and rest, I am this and that, I am this. Oh, no, it's not. It's you. And calmly, quietly, a goat can give talks an hour, two, like that, hot water. They're tired. Because hot water will speak all today. Listen. Honest statements are always happy to me.
All right, sir, we'll adjust our policy to suit.
What?
I say we'll adjust our policy in New York to suit. We'll start taking out some ads in the papers to announce about satsangs.
Satsangs, spirituality is a subject where you can practical experiences. There's a way for that. Those who are interested in it, so I think it's not a problem.
Thank you.
That's all.